Well, sir, I was in Jalalabad. There was a blind Qari sahab. The recitation is very clear, immaculate, and simple recitation. So, he asked his Qari sahab, "You are amongst the very high ranking Qaris in the whole of India. Find someone at your level in India, Pakistan, is difficult. You are stuck here in a small village like Jalalabad. So what's so good here? Go out, people who know your worth, and you can be a great asset. So what's so good here? You just remain here." His simple answer was, "I learned to perform namaz staying with Hazrat Ji." Didn't make a big story. And he was Nabina. And he attached so much of importance on getting the namaz right. So that is why when it's about namaz, the word that is being used, yuqimun as-salah. So that namaz has to be made. You know, you see, you've got an established business. One is, he's starting off a business, is different, right? Established is different. But then, when it comes to namaz, then the siga that is used is for istimrar, yuqimun as-salah. It's for dawam, jumla fi'liya. It's for dawam. They go on establishing the namaz. It means every new namaz is better than the previous one. You see, in the products that are in vogue, right? Everybody asks for them. But every 2-3 years, they're improving the packaging. They may be improving the quality, but they'll improve the packaging as well. Now that's a sign of a product that is established. They will not feel at ease, complacent. They won't feel complacent. No, our product is selling, so we don't have to worry. Will they have that complacent attitude? They want to just go on improving. And you see, the lights, right? The lights that we use now. Compare the lights that were used, say, 10 years ago, is the same. They improve the quality all the time. A simple thing like a switch that is used now, and the switch that was used, say, 50 years ago is the same. Totally different. So, it's teaching us, when you're trying to improve the quality, then why don't you improve the quality of your namaz? So this namaz has to be worked on. And when that namaz comes right, properly, then everything else also comes right. As you improve the quality of your namaz, then the other departments of your life also come right. Because now, as you're improving the quality of namaz, you sort of feel the presence of Allah Ta'ala. When you feel the presence of Allah Ta'ala, then will that namaz be just like any ordinary namaz? It'll be different. As though you see him in life. You are reading that sharah. أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. So the general explanation that is given by the Shadihin is that people are of two categories. One is that person, he's worked himself that he can see Allah Ta'ala. So either you are at that level that you can source to say see Allah Ta'ala, that's the first level. So they call that maqam muayana, mushahada. Right. So if you're not of that level where as though you can see Allah Ta'ala, then at least you should be at the level, the second level, where you have got this in mind, Allah Pak is watching you. So the first is as though you are seeing Allah Ta'ala, and the second level is as though Allah Ta'ala is watching you. So this is a general explanation. The Shaykh Rampai's explanation is different. So he quotes this and he says, in this life it is impossible for anybody to see Allah Ta'ala. Is it possible? Allah said, لَن تَرَانِي وَلَكِنْ زُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ. So in this life nobody can see Allah Ta'ala. Or that seeing Allah Ta'ala is going to happen, but it's going to happen in a different plane. Your stamina and capacity will be different. In Jannat now, you want to go and see your father, for example, he's in a different level or in a different place. And living in this earth, it may take you 5 hours to go and reach him. There, you thought of visiting him in a split second. So the capacity there is different. The capacity here is different, the capacity there is different. Here it may not be possible, but these things of this world have a different law. That world has a different law. And some of these things we can see with our eyes, right? Like I say, walking on the ceiling is humanly possible. Walking on the ceiling, is it possible humanly? But for flies, mosquitoes, and for lizards, they're born walking on the ceiling. So they got a different law, and we follow a different law. Right? A man, can he live inside the water? But the fish can only live inside the water. Right? So it's got a different law, and you got a different law. So the Jannat also has a different law altogether. You can't compare the standards of this world to the standards of Jannat. There it's a different law altogether, and there it's a different law altogether. Here we eat one plate of biryani, finish, enough. Please, I said, I can't. No, please. Then you ate one plate and just burped, everything got digested, second plate. Fish about go dig. Right. So that's Jannat. You just go and enjoy. So the capacity there is different. So you don't get that capacity here. The world doesn't have the capacity to make these things possible. So the Shaykh says, in this world, to see Allah Ta'ala is impossible. So then what are you supposed to be doing? You just try your best to do the namaz as though you are seeing Him. Try your best. That is what this hadith is telling you, that you must try to concentrate, right? Try your best to concentrate in the voice. Because he's watching you. فَإِلَّمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. Why you must try your best. So the second line is إِتَعْلِيلُ, is for the illat. Yes, we know that you can't see, right? But you try your best. Why you try your best? You try your best because he's watching you. So you must try and imagine. Right? Now you imagine, right? You came as a new worker here, right? And the people told you that the boss, he watches everybody on the CCTV. Right? He's watching everybody. Now you are desperate for a job, and you know the terms and conditions of the job is too beautiful. They give you every month they give you a 10% increment. Huh? Or they do the work properly to them. And perk benefits, medical, school, education, they give you a beautiful lunch, they give you. Now all the perks are there, right? Vehicle, transport, everything they give you. And plus the 10% increment. And plus if you're working right, then after 2 years they'll give you a 5% share in the business. So much they give you, right? And they give you so much, but they're telling you that, see, the boss, he watches everybody on the CCTV. You are fulfilling his criteria, then the heaven is yours, the earth is yours, everything is yours. So now, tell me, how are you going to do that work? Every moment, again, the boss is watching. My boss is watching, and my 5% is coming. My vehicle is coming, transport, medical is coming. Aren't you performing that? Aren't you doing your duty like that? So if you are visualizing, concentrating the greatness, the grandeur of Allah Ta'ala, right, then you'll understand that you will confirm that Allah is definitely watching me. So this is the explanation he's given. But this explanation I understand, I like it because it's very close to the language itself. كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. Can't see him here. But understand that he's watching you, like I'm showing you. What will be the quality of the work of that person that knows he's under the camera all the time? The quality of the work will be totally different. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. Right? The fourth explanation that they give, the Sufis give, right? فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ Ilyas probably to our attention. سُبْحَانَ ذِي الْإِزَّةِ وَالْأَزَمَ. As the Azma is born. Isn't it? Azma is born and Azama is the Masdar. سُبْحَانَ ذِي الْإِزَّةِ وَالْأَزَمَةِ. So, the Sufiya give a different expression. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ. So if you just pause here, you'll get the understanding. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ. So, what is the way to see Allah Ta'ala? Then you must make fana of yourself. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ. Right? Then when you have come to that level, when you become oblivious of yourself, that's the closest English word I got, right? You became oblivious of yourself. Now you will see Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, we dabas, three quarters of the time, what's going to give you the iftar? What's going to be there for sari? And that's what we have this thing here. Yeah? So, everything for you. So here you must, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ. You have become oblivious of yourself. Nothing, I'm nothing. So as though you have sunken yourself so deep, right, that you became totally oblivious. Before I could, you know, I hear the word become oblivious of the environment, I couldn't understand what they're talking about. Now with these phones, now I've got to know the meaning of oblivious. person is seeing him, he doesn't know what's happening. He is so deep into that. He is oblivious of the environment. He has gone so deep into that. So that means to become oblivious is possible. The lesson I learned, forget the negative side of it, but the lesson I learned was you can become oblivious. But what that requires is, like he read the article of Hatim Tai, right? The last article. So when he comes to namaz, then first he's visualizing, right? As though the Kaaba Sharif is before him and Malak al-Maut is behind him, right? Right side is Jannat, left side is Jahannam, and he's on the Sirat. So he's visualizing. Then he gets into namaz. So this namaz has to be built. And it's to be, you keep on improving it. Keep on improving it. Other more of Hadith of Rahmatullahi, he would say that if Allah gave me a choice of something in Jannat, then I will ask him, give me a musalla space in front of your throne that I could engage in namaz. So that means in a very, very concealed way, he's showing you what was the level of his namaz. Jannat and its beauty, Jannat and its attraction. But the beauty of namaz excels the beauty of Jannat as well. So he must have built his namaz to such a level that the Jannat also is secondary comparison to namaz. But now that namaz has to be built, has to be worked on. So the way to work on it is to concentrate. For some time you concentrate coming to namaz, thinking now, it's my last namaz, I may not get a chance to perform another namaz. Right? So how must this namaz be done? So as you think and you apply yourself, then you will get that level of concentration improving. Right? And in the process of focusing in namaz, the last thing you must do is fight the thoughts. Don't fight the thoughts. You do your work, thoughts will do its work. Right? Because the thoughts are like dogs, right? A dog, right, is fierce, is barking at you. If you will retaliate, what will happen? It will become more fierce. So the easiest thing with a dog is just ignore the thing and continue. Ignore it, continue to bark, and get tired. But now you start retaliating and then it becomes even more fierce. So these stray thoughts also, as you start fighting them, they become more ferocious. So the simple procedure was just ignore them. But ignore them and they'll get tired. Say, this man is not listening to our wasawis, so why must we pay attention to him? Let's go elsewhere. That's a simple procedure with this thoughts. If you don't pay attention at all, don't get worried, don't get ghabrat, just do your work. I'm doing my work. That's the solution, that's the way to get the thoughts improved. Don't pay attention at all, don't answer them, don't debate. Al-Mawla Yaqub Sahib Rahmatullahi, while making wuzu, shaitan's idea is to frustrate you. From frustration he'll bring you to despondency, make you despair. So now he's making wuzu, and as he just finished the wuzu, so the thought came to his mind that no, he didn't make masa. So first he went and repeated the namasa. He said, no, I can't do this now. Now the second time it happened, he didn't make a masa. So he just ignored, said, alright, let it be then. Then shaitan didn't stop this. Alright, the masa is not done. The masa is the faras in namaz. Right, carry on. Just carry on. But it's a faraz in namaz, and if the faraz is not done, then the wuzu is not done, carry on. So he's not listening to shaitan. When your wuzu is not done, then your namaz is not right. Carry on. If your namaz is not right, then you'll catch it upstairs. So now he answers shaitan, since when were you my well-wisher? From when you became my well-wisher? I'll catch it, and therefore I'm listening to my namaz. Since when? Kapsa tu ne meri khir khayegi. وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. I'm warning you, shaitan is your open enemy. So there, when he said that, then the shaitan could, he got nothing left out. He used up all the bullets. All the bullets that he had, he used them. Now finished, exhausted. So he got tired. So that's the way, just ignore these thoughts. Don't get into this argument with shaitan. Shaitan wants to bring you into a dialogue, and from the dialogue he'll make you frustrated. From frustrated frustration he brings you to despair. So that's what he wants. إِنَّهُ لَا يَأْسُ مِنْ رُوحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرِ. He wants to bring you to the level of Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi. He went for his Islam, he went for his reformation after he did his formal studies. Very great, no? He did such a great tafsir, all that. Philosopher of the time. And now he went to Shamsuddin Kubra for his Islam, or we say tasawwuf. Right? People use different words. Someone say tazkiyah, someone say Islam, someone say tasawwuf, someone say khanqa, but everything is the same, right? We say, primary madrasa, we say maktab. In Arab lands, they call it kuttab. Right? So, different words, but everything, all these madrasas are the same. They're teaching you the same thing. But just the names are different. But what they're teaching you and offering you is the same thing. So, he went to Shamsuddin Kubra Rahmatullahi. Shamsuddin gave him some zikrs. As he gave the zikr, he started the zikr. He's a philosopher of the time, great mufassir of the time. Now he's seeing something is leaving him. So he went and complained to the sheikh, you know what? That I'm here in your khanqa for 6 months, 7 months, and I'm seeing something is leaving me. So the sheikh says, all right, that's a good sign. Because all that philosophy, all that junk of the philosophy is leaving you. You say to the Shaykh, hey, Shaykh, just hold on. I spent 10 years to acquire this. And in one go, this is going to go away. The Shaykh tried to explain him, if this thing goes, then Allah Pak will substitute you with something far better. You know, he had attached too much of importance to his philosophy and all that. So he couldn't accept that. And he can't accept that now. He left and went away. Anyway, Shamsuddin Kubra rahmatullahi is making wuzu. So he's all over now. So his khadim is helping him to do the wuzu. As he's helping him to do the wuzu, the sheikhs, his washing of his hand is not completing. Washing one jug and the second jug and the third jug. The khadim also, you can see the sheikh's face is a little bit too serious. So he doesn't have the heart, the courage to tell him, you washed your hands enough now? What's wrong? So he doesn't have, it's time, he's going through some type of a spiritual state, but you don't want to disrupt him. Now, third jug, the fourth jug, one jug is enough to break the entire wuzu. You have five jugs, and the hand is not just getting washed. So then, Sheikh is looking in one direction, he took his shoes out, and he flung the shoe. He says, is la'in ko keh do, ke main bila dalil ke khuda ke par iman lata hu. Just tell the shaitan, that I believe in Allah Ta'ala, I don't need any proof for that. He said that now the shaykh was relaxed and he completed the wuzu, finished. Now the khatib is wondering, what's going on here? What's happening? So Shamsuddin told him, see, it was the Shaykh, this Imam Razi Rahmatullahi, he was in Sakrat, right? And in the state of Sakrat, Shaitan was troubling him. Because he had studied philosophy, and to philosophy and science he was proving the existence of a creator, right? And as he's proved, as he's given one proof, Shaitan smashed the proof. Second, and now he had about 99 proofs to show the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Now the Shaykh has been watching what's going on. So now the Shaykh understands that he's just caught about 99 or 100 proofs. And when the proofs are all depleted, then there's going to be a problem. So that before he could reason 99th one, so the Shaykh threw that shoe, right? He's at, Imam Razi is about 1,000 kilometers away. Threw that shoe at Shaitan, right? Like how we, you know, the Jamarat. He threw that shoe at the Shaitan. You say, you don't need to tender proof before him. You believe in Allah Ta'ala without proof. Just when he had to say that, Shaitan disappeared, class. I don't need a proof to prove the existence of Allah Ta'ala. I believe in him and I yaqeen him and I don't need any proof. So this dialogue with the Shaitan is the most stupid thing. It's the most stupid thing. Don't get into the dialogue. Just say, I believe, and I believe without all of this. So many things, you know, when I look at it, there's so many proofs of the existence of Allah Ta'ala. It's unimaginable. So much of proofs. Count one, and the second one, and the third one. There's so much of proof, just to prove the existence of Allah Ta'ala. So I don't need to dialogue with you. It's so evident who was Zahir wal Batin. You know, I when I read that verse, I really, really marvel. Wal Awwal wal Akhir wal Zahir wal Batin. He's so apparent that he's more apparent than everything. Like, for example, someone tells you, Mona, what's the proof at about 11 o'clock in the day when it's bright and shining, everything is bright? So someone comes to dialogue with you and fight with you. What's the proof of the existence of the sun? The sun itself is a proof of its existence, right? Do you need to prove it? So you're wasting my time. Lord, I don't need you. So the existence of Allah Ta'ala is so zahir, it's more apparent than the most apparent thing. So we don't need any further proof to prove the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Now, what has happened to us, most of us, is, you know, I spoke about this thing in the morning, that the secular education has corrupted the mind. You know, I was looking at the kitabs in the day of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They're writing the way, someone comes for a proposal for your daughter that is secular educated, don't just hurry in accepting it, because his beliefs may be all corrupt. He went through the whole process and he must have lost his faith somewhere, he lost his iman. So was that nikah be right? And I know what was going on at that time in India, what was going on, I knew what was going on. It was done in such a glossy way that the person will definitely, if he doesn't lose the iman, his iman will shake. But that's happening now today also. Just that the people are not reflecting what's going on. That if you didn't lose your faith, then your faith has definitely been damaged. You can't say that you went through this and your iman has not been damaged. It must be damaged. So, coming back to this iman. And the most important thing this day, after the belief in the existence of Allah Ta'ala, after it, is to believe in the existence of Qiyamah, a life after death. And where I say it from? I say from here. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِلِقَائِهِ and then بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلِقَائِهِ. See that, first Allah Ta'ala, then وَلِقَائِهِ. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلِقَائِهِ. So to, in this day, after believing in Allah Ta'ala, your understanding and your belief and yaqeen the hereafter, that is of paramount importance. Because all the trouble, all the confusion, the complication is the weakness of the belief in the hereafter. See, the weakness of the belief in the hereafter is bringing a turmoil on you, is complicating your iman. So, how you look in life, this is the main thing. So the child is born, from the day he is born now, what's going to happen to him? And they got an investment for him. Have a small piggy bank for him. That's the main thing now. Instead of placing that importance of Qiyamah, the hereafter, so this life becomes the most important. And from the day he's born now, nursery and preschool and this A and understand what is 2 plus 2. Now all this 2 plus 2 and 1 plus 3, right, is only of benefit until your eyes are open. After that, is it of any relevance? After your eyes is closed, has it got any value after that? The value of it is all finished. So what was most important, you're not talking about it. And Allah Ta'ala in His mercy and compassion, He has impressed upon you so much that the child is just ushered into the world. Now, first thing, call the azan in the right. Call the iqamat in the left ear. So that must be the first thing that goes into this child's system. He hears Allah Ta'ala. He hears the word of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Both his ears are listening to this. So this is the thing he must register, he must talk about, he must relate to. Allah Ta'ala, Rasul Paksam, Day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala, Day of Qiyamah. So that's the first thing he must register. When it's gone deep into his system, then it's impossible that he goes off. Because that iman is really, really entrenched into him. So that brings you to the importance of doing this ta'aleem in the house. So this ta'aleem in the house, if it's done regularly, then you keep thinking, alright, the different kitabs, Sa'il, Sadaqat, etc., etc. Now you start thinking about Jannat, Jahannam, talk about the pious, talk about the righteous, then how the youth had excelled, how the other people had excelled, wealthy people, people that were in the laps of luxury, how they broke away from the luxury, and how they excelled, right? So now all these things, you keep listening properly, attentively, and that thing takes root into your heart. Now then after that, the shawarma, and pizza, and burger, all that thing. One side, let me talk about the real thing. This is just artificial. And this artificial thing is nothing more than a child's plastic scooter, right? So why must I get bluffed with the scooters and all that? I must go for the real thing. You saw the picture of a doll, and now you're mad after it. Saw a doll. Now, by open your brains, this is a doll, this thing here. Can't give you any pleasure. Leave this thing here, go towards the real things. So the more you talk about it, you listen to it, understand it, give it a place, then to that extent you lose the relevance of this world. And the more you ignore this thing here, then the importance of this life takes root into your heart. Then it's a wealthy person you respect. The tiger, she's coming to the madrasa now. It seems to respect her. But receive him at least, bring him to office. See? And the other person was a namaz, he's regular in namaz, sits with a kitab reading. And what of this person now? But this one, yeah, you must see. I ask you, your value system is right. The value system is gone off. Because you're not registering the akhirat. As you register the akhirat, then your iman comes right. You must talk about it, listen to it, understand it. Alone, you know, aizukum biwahida antaqumu lillahi masna. Sometimes, alone, sometimes in twos. Think about it, understand it, understand how important it is. Now then, there's a different meaning to your life. When you do this thing here, now life has got a different meaning. Before life was, about samosa and kebab and all that, and going to burgers and what else, a motel, beachfront, that was your life. Now you're seeing life differently. It's a different meaning. I'm seeing Jannah, I'm relating to Jahannam, I'm relating to death, I'm relating to the loneliness of the grave. I do all the gym, run from me, I tell you, so how strong I am. And then you die spot dead, phir kya hoga? What happens after that? Gone. All the dreams are gone. By the real home, uska kya tayari kya? Kya tayari kya humne? What preparations have you made for that? So this is where people have lost out. They don't think of the hereafter, don't think of death, don't think of the end of yours and how suddenly it can come. It can just come. Suddenly it can just come and overtake you. So once you think about that and you absorb your mind, you sink your mind into that, then the taste of this world is gone. See, the kuffar Allah Pak says, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. See that? They prefer this life to that life. But now, are we on the same boat or in a different boat? Are we giving preference to this life or giving preference to that life? Look at our namaz. Look at the time that we're supposed to give to deen. They make tashkeer for you 3 days, come. Both busier. Fursat nahi. I ask you, if Malakul Maut comes, can you say both busier? Ask yourself, can you say both busier? Malakul Maut, just hold on, both busier. Can you give that answer? So, we're so jammed up in our toys, right? We're so jammed up in the toys, as though we're keeping Malakul Maut on hold. But Malakul Maut is not interested in that. Whether you're busy or not busy, whether it's your holiday or not holiday, he comes and he does his work clean and he's gone. He does his work on time. So we're not registering. Man kana yarju, that's why Allah says, man kana yarju liqa'a rabbi. The raja in Arabic can mean fear, can mean hope as well. Both mean you're fearing the day that you'll stand before Allah Ta'ala. Man kana yarju liqa'a rabbi. You know it's a fact, it's a truth. You can't bypass this thing here. You're going to meet Allah Ta'ala. So now ask you everything. How you led your life? How do you perform your namaz? So this khiyar, this belief that you're going to die, you're going to stand for the reckoning and all alone. Kullum ati yawm al-qiyamati farda. You will stand bare alone. At that time, nobody, not your wealth, not your contacts, not your influence, nobody. All alone, bare alone. In that spot, what's going to happen to you? So when you think of yourself on that spot, then you come to reality. So that's why I say that the biggest mistake people have made this day is they're not thinking about the hereafter, they're not thinking about qabr, not thinking about the reality that that's in front of you. And nobody can avoid it. Nobody can avoid it. All that figure is about money, material. And that fear, that concern that this is a reality, it's a fact, it's hovering over you, it's coming just now, that's just corner of the mind. Allah Mantufi Nasib.